Hey, this is Lori Short, and I'd like to welcome you to my 10-minute weekly podcast, where I look at a verse each week and the insights that it has for us. And I have a book coming out in 3 weeks on some of the lesser-known verses of Scripture, the ones that we tend to skip over, that I believe have some great insights and encouragement for our faith. So I'm super excited about it. And if you go on my website, you'll see that I'm giving away a special gift for those who pre-order the book. But today I want to talk about one of those verses that's in the book and the lesson that it teaches us about trust. And this is not a verse that you would usually notice. It's found after a big event in the Israelites' history, their miraculous escape from Egypt with Moses' leadership, and then the amazing miracle of the parting of the Red Sea, that even people who don't read the Bible know about that. And now the Israelites are being led through the wilderness to the promised land. They don't have any food or water for this journey, so understandably, they are getting quite impatient and wondering how God is going to provide for them and turning to Moses. And Moses is told by God that manna will drop from the sky at night to feed them the next morning. Now, manna actually means, what is it? So it's not something that anybody had ever seen before, but it was the food that God provided for them daily. And this supply of food was only for a single day. And I want to read to you the instructions that Moses was given by God for this bread. Verse 15 of Exodus 16 says, "When the Israelites saw it, they said to each other, 'What is it?' For they did not know what it was. And Moses said to them, 'It's the bread that the Lord has given you to eat.'" And then this is the verse that I want to focus on. As Moses tells them that this is the bread that the Lord has given them to eat, he says in verse 19, which is the verse I want to look at today, "No one is to keep any of it until morning." And of course, when some of the Israelites did that, the manna actually turned to maggots, and it was no good, even though they were hoping to keep some of it for the next day, just in case God didn't provide on that day what they needed. And I think the lesson is pretty obvious, that God wanted the Israelites to trust him daily for what they needed. And he didn't want yesterday's trust to carry them to today. He wanted each day for the Israelites to trust him, for them to be in a vibrant relationship as they traveled through the wilderness to get to this promised land. And so I want to look at this verse and what it has to teach us in our own faith journey. God was obviously trying to teach the Israelites the lesson of daily trust. So some of the insights that we can glean from this verse is, number one, that God wants to walk with us every day and for us to trust him each day, that he will take care of us and will provide in the times when we have plenty and in our desperation, which clearly was the state of the Israelites at this time. They were dependent on God for their food, for their very sustenance, which of course was their life. And so in that desperation, God wanted to be the one that they counted on for their provision. And so the way God grows our faith really is by our need, because if we never have to trust him for something that we really desperately need, we'll never know how God can provide for us. We'll sort of treat God like he just blesses us as we go on to bless ourselves. But God doesn't want that relationship with us. He wants to take care of us, and he wants us to trust him and not cling to what we have and count on that to provide for us. And that really is a lesson the Israelites learned. Another thing that we see is that yesterday's provision is not supposed to be clung to, that we don't live on past provision, because then we have a stale faith. We're always looking for what God wants to do today, what God has for us today, the fresh thing that he is going to do. Now, yesterday's provision is to be remembered, for sure. We have to remember how God has provided for us in the past. but more as a promise for what God will do, not clung to as if we don't trust he's ever going to do it again. So there's a little distinction there that we can, yes, remember God's provision for sure, but we don't cling to it as the only way that he is ever going to provide for us again. And that is certainly the lesson that the Israelites learned. God doesn't want us to live on what we see and know, but what we don't see and don't know yet. That is what it is to have a vibrant relationship with God, that we trust in the unknown and the unseen, knowing that God has us here for a reason, that he's going to grow our faith, and that he is going to do something, and it may not be what we expect. So we are to live expectantly for what he will do, because he may do it differently than even the way we're praying for it to happen. We always should be open for the way God wants to work in our lives. And the last thing I think that we learn is that God may provide in a way that's different than we want, but we have to remember that it is what we need. The Israelites allowed their disappointment to cause them to forget the misery that God had delivered them from. And they actually began to long for those days because they used to eat meat then. That's how they start complaining to Moses. Gosh, remember Egypt? We used to eat meat and it was so great there. And they completely forgot that they were slaves and miserable the whole time they were in Egypt. Never mind what they ate at the time. They were in a state of misery. And now they were free. They were headed to the promised land. This was just temporary. This provision for manna wasn't for all time. It was for now, while they were in the wilderness. But God's plan was for them to get to the promised land. And God had great plans for them in the promised land if they continued to trust him, which of course, as you read the story, you will learn that their trust began to disintegrate with their impatience. And sometimes God is not on our timeline, and he's not doing things the way we wish he was, and he wants to provide for us newly each day, and we're the ones that burn out on God. And so what God teaches the Israelites is to keep putting their hand in his and trust that he is going to lead them, that he is going to provide for them. Manna was about trusting God. And it turned to maggots when they clung to it because it wasn't meant to replace their dependence on God. And that is something that I think we all can think about. What are those things that maybe God has given us that we tend to cling to instead of clinging to him? Manna was just God's provision for this day. So the question is there anything we are holding on to and clinging to that this verse might speak to in our lives? And maybe more importantly, how can we let go and trust God? I hope that this verse has been encouraging to you today and that you will take a risk and trust in the way that God is providing and will provide for your life. Thanks for tuning in.